Good day. This is Michael DeRosa, and I'm going to continue with last week's scripture, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, which reads, "Call to me, and I'll answer you, and I'll tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." Now, if the God we are called to serve is the same one whom men, women, and children from the stories of scripture serve because they knew his voice, why do we struggle to know his will? Now, God's word is foundation in all this, but don't overlook that his word centers on his desire for a relationship with us, and only when we are grasped by that reality will we start to know the great and mighty things of God. Let me give an example. God's word tells us to love others, but have you ever wondered why we're not all drawn to the same people group to invest their lives in loving them as God does? So knowing his word and applying his word are not the same. And applying his word is blessedly accomplished when we have heard God speak into our lives. While knowing his word is not always easy, it is not only possible, but what God desires. And in the coming weeks, I'll continue to share my journey on this.